This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Through a lot of hoaxes together in all years during the campaign, during the primaries, during the attempt to keep Trump from being inaugurated. We've seen a lot of hoaxes, a lot of lies. The new big hoax that is on CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, they're all making their move right now, is that this is it. It's over for Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please. Trump directed Michael Flynn as an incoming national security advisor to contact the Russians. Dun, dun, dun. Stocks fall sharply on report that Michael Flynn was directed by Trump to talk to the Russians. That's always been on record. That's what a national security advisor does. They stampeded Attorney General Sessions to recuse himself because he had three meetings with the Russian ambassador. In the year before, when he was the head of a Senate committee, Pelosi met 32 times with the Russian ambassador that same year. Totally normal. But again, they create this hype like, we know there's Russians, they're under the table, they're everywhere, because they knew the Podestas and Hillary and the rest of them were up to their eyeballs and all this. And so now, here's their big gamble. Here's their big move. They're making it right now. The stock market is recoiling in horror because if they even attempt this, which they're now doing, if they were successful, it'll cause a civil war. Totally brazen. Totally illegal. Everything that Mueller and Comey and the Clintons and the globalists have done, they're accusing Trump of. And now they're running the hoax that Flynn has flipped and that Flynn says Trump directed him to make contact with the Russians. Feels president has abandoned him. Prepared to testify against Trump. Family. White House staff. Going to plead guilty to lying to the FBI. When did that law get into place? Back in the 50s for the mafia? The same FBI told us the mafia didn't exist because they had the FBI director in compromising positions. Then they came out and got laws passed so that if you lie to the FBI and they claim it's a lie, it's like they're God. They're the fourth branch of government. They say it's a lie because they have the illegal surveillance transcripts of him talking to the Russian ambassador, and it didn't go exactly like he remembered from their recording of it. And so they go after Flynn, and what's happening is they've got Flynn on Turkey. Flynn went and did some lobbying for the Turks. I've looked at it. He didn't follow the proper paperwork, but you have like a year to do it. And so they could go after him for that. They've got him on Turkey. You could technically, nobody's ever been charged with it, but you could say, you know, that he could get some jail time for that. So they've got him on Turkey. And they got him over a barrel, and he's a patriot and a good guy, and Trump says it's a big mistake that he ever got stampeded into getting rid of him. And that was how this whole thing began. And Mueller's been going around finding somebody he can get in the crosshairs to then basically contradict the president to create a constitutional crisis. So dictator Mueller can try to overturn the will of the people, the stock market, the recovery, everything else. And the media, every time Trump's at a G20 or anywhere, just waves at Putin. They go, look! Look, he waved! And then he had the Russian ambassador to the White House. Trump met behind closed doors with the Russian ambassador. And the aides in that meeting leaked the info that he patted him on the back and said this whole Russian collusion thing's a load of bull.
Defeat. defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. It's a reliable source of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're broadcasting worldwide on this Wednesday, the 6th day of December, 2017. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. This is the InfoWar. This is the demonized, attacked broadcast on radio and TV that the big telecoms, the big tech companies, the globalists, the EU, the corrupt Vatican, ISIS, the jihadis, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party establishment all absolutely hate and all absolutely dread, because we see through their propaganda. We're aware of their global plan and are standing up against it. I intend to open the phones up early in the broadcast today. We're also going to be carrying, coming up sometime in the next hour and a half, the president's usually about 10 minutes late, his live statements that he is going to be making on moving the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv, Israel, to Jerusalem in Israel. And the media, mainstream media, the Republican Party to a great extent, the Democratic Party, especially the Arab states, are flipping out, threatening all this violence and pity partying and just going completely wild. The London Guardian has the headline that it's going to plunge the world into fire and fury and all this destruction. Why? Because the Muslims are so peaceful? Israel is a tiny country. It was founded by Jews, but 3,000 years ago by folks coming out of Egypt. Everybody knows the historical story, and it's true. And I'm not against the Muslims, but they've got 99% of the territory in the Middle East. They're always killing each other. And Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Egypt, none of those countries will take any of the Palestinians. They don't want them. They won't take one of them. And most of them are just Arabs that have gone into the area and want to be in Israel. And it's just like folks that want to get into the United States but hate the United States. And I'm not saying that there hasn't been oppression of people in that war-torn region, but it's kill or be killed. And it's not like we're talking about shrinking violence here with many of the Palestinians who load their children up with bombs. Now, they are in a rock and a hard place because they're stuck there in that area because the Arab states, many of them filthy rich, will not take one of them. So they have absolutely nothing to say that's legitimate in my view. But it's a big cause celeb, not just with liberals, but with a lot of so-called conservatives, to obsess over Israel, to hate Israel, and to want to destroy Israel. I get attacked that I'm not pro-Israel enough by the Jerusalem Post and Haaretz and all the rest of this kind of liberal establishment garbage. And then I also get attacked by the white supremacists and the Muslim groups and all the rest of it that I supposedly, you know, get my directions from Israel, though I've never been to Israel. It's as asinine as saying that, you know, I get my directives from the Russians or something. But if you just look at what's going on, Israel is what, twice the size of, like, Dallas-Fort Worth, maybe? I mean, it's this small little sliver of area, and all of the Middle East uses it as an excuse to want to carry out terror, to want to attack other countries, to hate the United States. And quite frankly, I'm sick of it. And now the calculus has really changed over the last few years, where the EU, the globalists, George Soros, openly want to foment war in the Middle East. They want to overthrow Israel. That's in the Soros documents that came out last year in WikiLeaks and others, that Soros wants to topple Israel. If you put the Muslims in there, they would be civil warring with each other instantly over who had control. The Shiites and the Sunni have been killing each other for over 1,000 years, and it's not going to stop. And you know what they do to holy sites? They blow each other's holy sites up. So you let unfettered Islamic takeover happen in Jerusalem, guaranteed within 1 year, Dome of the Rock, all of it is going to get blown sky high. Because that's especially what the Wahhabists do. And Trump is trying to kill that whole program of destabilization in the Middle East. He's trying to bring real stabilization, a new policy. The globalists and the Arabists and all the folks at the State Department that claim they're pro-Muslim, they've actually just been using it as a destabilizing force in Africa, the Middle East, Asia, around the Red Crescent, around Russia's borders, and now into Europe and the United States, and flooding us with tens of millions of military-age men who then don't adopt our culture. They tell us we've got to adopt their culture, and the EU migration body and the rest of the globalist organizations admit that is the plan. So I was against the Iraq war. I was against those other adventures. They were meant to destabilize the Middle East, get rid of secular governments, get rid of governments put in by previous policies, try to stabilize the Middle East, and go with this mass destabilization program that's been declassified and documented, and Wesley Clark talked about 10 years ago. Trump is trying to kill that plan. But part of recognizing these Arab states and leaving them alone is recognizing that Israel's there, it's not going anywhere, and that people need to accept that that little tiny area in the world is Israel. Now, at the same time, does that mean I like all the leftists over in Israel and Haaretz and Jerusalem Post lying about me every few weeks and putting out ridiculous crud? No. Does that mean I agree with everything Israel does? Absolutely not. But at the same time, I can pragmatically just study the lay of the land and realize Soros and the globalists and the Rothschilds and others, to a great extent, have made the decision to ally themselves with the most radical forms of Islam because demographically they're taking over the world. And the deal has been made to sell out Europe, sell out Russia, sell out Israel, and sell out the United States. They've even got massive intended Muslim influxes into places like over in the Pacific Ocean. So it's just happening everywhere. It is just absolutely unfolding into Australia and to New Zealand. They've got huge influxes coming in because on average, Muslims have 6 children. And then they're taught, you're going out, you're going to take over. This is part of a larger plan. This is part of a larger program. And it's very, very frustrating to know that this fuse has been lit by the globalist, and Trump is trying to defuse it, and the media is turning around saying that by him keeping his promises, that he somehow is selling other people out. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not what's happening. And I don't just sit here and as an apologist for President Trump and defend everything he says or does, but if we simply move our embassy to Jerusalem and recognize that that's the capital of Israel, that's not an excuse for the Muslims to blow more stuff up and shoot more rockets and kill more people and have more suicide bombs. I'm done. Capitulation of the left is over. And Islam is publicly, nakedly allied, especially Wahhabist Islam, with the globalists, with the leftists, and with this larger operation. And so that is why I personally and backing the president and what he's doing. Plus, it's a campaign promise. It's like some people said, Alex, I hear Trump's giving up our national parks and monuments and giving it to rich people to mine on. He's just reversing some of the monuments Obama grabbed to kick mines that were already off. Got a little bit of feed coming in there. So that is just some of the information, ladies and gentlemen, that we're going to be breaking down and going over here. But what we know is this. Trump is delivering what he said he would do. Trump is standing up for what he said he would do. And anybody that argues with that or anybody that tries to deny that is lying to you. Everybody knows what Trump said he was going to do during the campaign. And it is extremely refreshing to see that happening and to see that unfolding. And that's why I am so excited about what's happening, is because it's a huge change to have leaders that actually do what they say they're going to do. And it's starting to happen all over the world as humanity awakens. But we're going to open the phones up at the bottom of the hour. I'll give the number out in the next segment to get your take. If you agree, if you disagree, that's fine. We'll get you on air. But we'll see if you can disagree without just making personal attacks. Just make your political point. We'll be right back.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
So, coming up the next 40 minutes or so, the president is scheduled to give a speech on how he is planning to designate Jerusalem as where the U.S. Embassy will be based. And so, U.S. embassies all over the world have to brace for Islamic attack, and it's supposedly Trump's fault for doing what he campaigned that he would do. And stop playing these half measures that we're going to turn Israel over to the Muslims. It's just not going to happen. And instead of going on with this fake Middle East peace process that just stalls the inevitable, just make it cut and dry and then have peace in the Middle East and have trade with all those countries and develop and work with them and end the destabilization of the Middle East, which the globalists have been involved in. That is a very moral, upright, pragmatic position of the president. Now, that said, there's definitely going to be some fireworks that comes out of this, and there's already been fireworks. We've been told by Obama and by the Democrats and by the EU, when Muslims rape people or kill people or bomb people or shoot people or run over them with cars, don't say it's Muslims. Because, oh, that puts a bad light on it and then gives attention to the extremists, so let's just ignore the problem. And it's designed to bring in these massive numbers to balkanize and overtake the civilization. And Trump existentially realizes that and is saying no to it. It's that simple. U.S. military on high alert ahead of Trump's announcement to move U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. Erdogan calls Islamic summit next week on Jerusalem. That's right, he can grandstand while he massacres Kurds and massacres his own people and has coup d'etats and all these events. He can sit there and sit on his high horse while he threatens to invade Europe with 50 million more Turks if they don't go ahead and open the border up to begin with. So Erdogan and all these folks can just stick it. Right in there is a little Islamic police state. Because it's a joke. They're frauds. They run around engaging in atrocities thousands of times what the Israelis do. But when the Israelis fire back at somebody shooting a missile at them, it's all over the news. War crime. They're the biggest criminals on earth. Nobody's worse than the Israelis. They don't care if North Korea is starving people and killing people. They don't care if Islamic groups are murdering millions. They don't care if Boko Haram is bombing people every day. They don't care if hundreds of churches get blown up per country. They don't care if women get put into sex slavery and priests get killed. That's not even in the news. It's the back of the paper, maybe. But boy, let me tell you, every couple of years, the Israelis fire back. And it's, and again, I'm not a Israelphile, I guess is the word. If you love the French, you're a Francophile. If you love the Brits, you're an Anglophile, I guess. If you love the Israelis, you're an Israelphile, I guess is the word. I mean, I'm not even on a side here. I'm just sitting here looking at Israel and just seeing online and the universities and the media just constantly bashing Israel, especially in the European media. And then, oh, let's bring in 10 million military-aged men and have them rape women and kill people and blow things up and run over people with cars, and they won't even call it Islamic. It's just not fair. And you know what? If the Muslims want to blow stuff up, and shoot people and run people over because we have an embassy in Jerusalem. That's their problem, not our problem. It's like Trump tweets out videos of Muslims throwing homosexuals off buildings and shooting people unarmed and beating people to death. And the media said, how dare you, you Islamophobe? The crime isn't killing people. The crime's talking about it. So again, with Trump, it's all just a big illustration of someone with common sense saying no to the madness, you've gone too far, and then it creates the moral courage in a lot of people that have been on the fence to say, yeah, that's how I feel too. But I'll tell you, the leftists in Israel in particular, they're trying to have Netanyahu arrested because his wife had the government chef to their house for state dinners with foreign leaders. Yeah, you heard me right. The Israeli government paid for dozens of meals over the years for state dinners at their house. They claim that's embezzlement. And then the very same leftist groups in Israel recycle all the bull and write articles constantly that I'm an anti-Semite and that I hate Israel, but then they love George Soros because they've sold out to Soros. These are sick, sick, sick people. Yes, they face fraud charges for phone bills and dinners. Boy, don't you wish the Clintons' corruption was like that? Yeah, the Clintons had state dinners, the government paid for it. That's just done. I mean, that's the law. Instead of billions from foreign governments to sell out our industry, to sell out our country, open our borders up and completely devastate the nation. It's just crazy. If Netanyahu did something real, or Netanyahu did something that I thought was illegal, throw him in jail. I don't care. I'm not involved in Israeli politics. It's just you read these articles, it's like his wife is being indicted. Because they had a government chef at the house when foreign leaders came to eat dinner. I'm like, the prime minister had a chef at his house for state dinners? Really? And that's what I'm sick of. It's like this whole Russiagate investigation of Trump. There's nothing there. It's all a fraud. But Russia, 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 Russia. Because, again, it's the globalists that are the outside power that have been screwing our country over. We're the Americans saying no. So they want to project onto us what they are and say that we are the foreign power, that we're the traitors. Oh, by the way, the GDP is set to go up again from 3.3 to 3.7. Little birds are now reporting in the next few weeks. The preliminary numbers look like it's surging even faster. And ahead of these tax cuts, they're talking about a 7.6 to a 10% growth rate in the United States. You want to pay off your student loans? You want to get a higher paying job? You want a future? I mean, when economies roar, folks, that's when there's prosperity. That's when people get paid more. It's when a lot of big things happen. There are going to be some problems, though, with inflation. But would you rather have total stagnation and collapse? And that's why Trump is doing a lot of things to turn the economy back on. Now, coming up in the next segment, look at DrudgeReport.com. They've got the Person of the Year, Time Magazine. Magazine picks hashtag MeToo. Yes, that's going to be women's identity now. Men hit on them. Men talk to them. Don't worry, it'll be like Japan where the men don't hit on the women anymore and there's just cultural total death. And that's the plan with the rise of the robots. And so, MeToo, the victimology goes into mega, mega, mega high gear, and it uses a smokescreen for the raping of men and women and children, and the Satan worship, the occultism, and then they're recycling going after Trump with the Billy Bush stuff. We told you that was coming 3-4 months ago with the whole Weinstein reboot. We were proven right yet again. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out 3 new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalists and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust.
Get started today at VirtualShield.com.
Take advantage of our free 30-day trial.
VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Look at these headlines on InfoWars.com. YouTube censors Polish government's video exposing catastrophic migrant invasion. It is key for the globalist operation to invade us, to have an Islamic invasion of radical young men and then to cover it up. It is simply mind-blowing how intense all of this is going, and the Soviet level or communist Chinese level censorship. Meanwhile, Twitter allows death threats against FCC ahead of net neutrality vote. The internet is now just a weapon system of the globalists. Meanwhile, it should have horns. Internet's hilarious response to Hillary's Christmas tree angel, where she is depicted as an angel. I had trouble even getting that out of my mouth. I mean, what a joke, ladies and gentlemen. She looks like a demon, like a zombie, like a vampire, doesn't she? I mean, if you ever wanted to know what a demon looks like and acts like, ladies and gentlemen, it's Hillary Rodham Clinton. I want to open the phones up specifically on Israel, on Trump, on the U.S. recognizing that Israel has a right to exist. That's why our little allies in the Middle East, the Islamic countries, as the media portrays them, they're not our allies, most of them, have been saying it's terrible to move your embassy to Jerusalem because they've been saying Israel doesn't have a right to be in Jerusalem, and they want Israel out of Jerusalem, and they want to occupy Jerusalem. And that's what the Muslims did hundreds and hundreds of years ago, is they came in and they occupied it. They started an invasion into Jerusalem and then into southern Europe, eastern Europe. They invaded all the way with their sheikhs that were pirates, going back over 1,000 years ago, all the way down the eastern side of Africa and all the way out into what is Asia today. All the way down. Most of those countries have large Muslim populations or are Muslim countries. When you go to Indonesia and all those other places, there are mosques everywhere. There are Muslims everywhere. And in every one of those countries, they're always busy attacking and killing and trying to take over the rest of the nation. Just like the Philippines. You can just look at maps, type into a map. World map, countries with large Muslim populations, or world map, Muslim countries, and you look at it, you go, wow, more than half of the Pacific Ocean's got Muslims running it. And they ran a slave trade. You ever wondered why there are so many big black people in Pacific countries and Pacific islands who've intermarried with the local Asians and others? Ever wondered why? Because they had slave breeding and slave trades and did not consider blacks humans and brought them in, though, but for warriors and bred them with the local Asian populations. So again, I'm simply talking about a group, an organization, a political, religious philosophy that has sworn it's going to conquer the world, and it invaded Europe. See, Rome, the Western Empire of Rome, fell in 410. And then it went to the east, what's Turkey today, to Constantinople, the head of the Byzantine Empire. And that was what the Western culture was left. And then the Muslims invaded it, and murdered all the men above the age of about 12, and then put everybody else into slavery, and then tore the crosses off the churches and turned them into mosques. I mean, they conquered that area of Central Europe, Central Southern Europe. And then they invaded all over. But you watch any TV show, or you tune into the History Channel, it says, the Crusades were a horrible period where the vicious Europeans invaded the peaceful, loving Muslim nations and did bad things. And you open textbooks. I mean, it's like saying Martin Luther King was white. I mean, it is the most flagrant lies the planet has ever seen. And they just teach it over and 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 over again. But again, if you go to all those Pacific islands, and put a map back up if you can, and folks can blow it up if you're watching on TV and read all the countries that have large Muslim populations or are completely Muslim. Light green is, you blow that up for me. Yes, I know it's Sunni and Shia. I know the true groups are Sunni and Shia. 79% are Sunni and about 19% are Shia and about 1% is Alawite or other subgroups. I just can't actually read the map. But thanks. The point is, you can see the light green is one of the main Muslim derivations. And in the dark green, I think that's Shia because that's Iran. Yes, thank you. So that's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's happening. And that's the reality. And so you have to understand that much of the world's been taken over by this, and Europe has made the deal. By the way, do you see there on the map Albania? The Muslims took Greece for, what, 500 years? You know, the Greeks used to be blonde-haired, blue-eyed. They took Greece for about 500 years, but some of the Greeks hid out in the hills, so they were able to kick them out finally, but just prior to World War II. And then, if you look at Albania, that's the area the Muslims stayed. And they had their big pirate ships that kidnapped men, women, and children. That was their main business, was slaves. And notice, just since the mid-1990s, Clinton and the globalists helped, and they've now been able to take areas of Macedonia and areas of Serbia. Serbia is the number one battleground in the Crusades, where they held off more than 100 massive invasions. And reportedly, if you look at history books, more than a million Serbs over those times died fighting Muslims. Well, guess what? NATO came in repeatedly in the 1990s, bombed all of Serbia, bombed Belgrade, their capital, and bombed Pristina, and turned it over to the Muslims. And now they have successfully, in almost all areas of Kosovo, that's southern Serbia, killed or driven out all of the Christians. And there's zero media coverage of that because that's how they want it. So you see that big Muslim area? That's the invasion route. And then when they started the war with the Serbs and the Serbs fought back, our media said that the Serbs were the bad guys and all deserved to die. And the UN came in with the United States and with NATO and helped bomb the country so they could take over. So if you want to know what's going on in Israel with George Soros and the rest of it, he wants to overthrow Israel and do the same thing. That's an area that's not green. We've got to turn that green immediately and then drive every Jew into the ocean and murder and kill them, according to Islam. Now, the Jerusalem Post will probably take that quote and say that I just said that because I don't want to do that. See, that's how it works in the Jerusalem Post and other publications, is total deception, keep the folks in Israel in the dark, not knowing what's going on. Say people that don't want to kill all the Jews are Nazis. That's how this works, if you're George Soros, an actual Nazi collaborator. So we'll be right back on the other side, ladies and gentlemen. Trump's speech is coming up. I'm going to give the number up as well, or give the number out. It's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. Stay with us. We're talking about Israel and global Islamic jihad.
Profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
I'm a nasty woman. Yeah.
Hey, Daniel Bregman, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's Alfie's results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
He's not a tough guy. He's a bully and he's a bitch.
He's a punk. He's a dog. He's a pig.
And he can suck my f***.
He's a con, a bullshit artist, a mutt.
I'll meet him in a hotel room any motherfucking day of the week and give him a Louisville slugger.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
Kiss my motherfucking ass, you bitch, punk, sucker.
What appears to be a water gun, the image of President Donald Trump projected on a whiteboard, art teacher Pale Modi has now been seen by countless viewers across the internet.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House. He's an actor dressed to look just like President Donald Trump as he's assassinated on stage.
Pictures and video depicting comedian Kathy Griffin holding the bloody decapitated head of President Trump are no joking matter for the Secret Service.
The rhetoric that has inspired the violence has come from the mainstream of the Democratic Party.
They're involved in the coup, an active attempt to start a bloody civil war.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us again. Early in the next hour, President Trump is scheduled to give a speech, a statement, and a press conference on the announcement to recognize Israel. We say we officially recognize Israel since it was established in 1947 and then later officially recognized by the U.S. But if we don't have a embassy in their real capital, then it's all just a joke. And it's time to stop giving in to the bullying of the Islamicists that every country they take over, like Albania, they don't let you be a Christian in it. They kill you or drive you out. See, they're not tolerant. They'd be like saying, let's go to New Guinea and ship 100 headhunters back to our neighborhood. And they go, oh, it's just their culture to headhunt. Let's let them do it. Now, I've been speaking a lot about these issues. Trump declares Jerusalem capital of Israel, White House officials. Again, and the media keeps saying, when is he going to declare it? When is he going to declare it? He already declared in the campaign he was going to do it. And then he said 2 days ago, sometime in the next 6 months, we're going to move it. And he's going to officially announce it today. So there's the answer. So I've seen a lot of confusion out there. Did he do it or didn't he do it? It's symbolic, ladies and gentlemen. And I, quite frankly, am sick and tired of just the Israel obsession. It's like the racism obsession in this country. When you look at actual statistics, we're one of the openest and freest countries in the world for people to be upwardly mobile. But you go to a college, you get indoctrinated, not on that, but on how bad the country is. Because, again, the social engineers want to bring the nation down. It's that simple. And Erdogan is running around the Middle East trying to stir up trouble and trying to parlay the Islamic threat into Europe to make Europe sue for peace to capitulate and accept completely open borders. He says, if you don't accept completely open borders with Turkey, I'll flood you. You already did. Albania wasn't Muslim just a few hundred years ago. Now it is. Now part of Serbia is. It's like tentacles taking over. If there was a Christian cult that was killing people and taking over, I'd be against it. Or a agnostic cult. I mean, I want a reformation of Islam. I don't want to obsess over Islam all day. I was against those wars that we previously had because I knew it was actually there to stir it up, part of globalism. But now the deal's been made and Europe's been open and the Islamists are moving forward in their worldwide jihad. And our response is being called a crusade when all it is defensive. I want to go to Dr. Beth, a caller from Washington, went to Israel last year, saw Israel and Palestinians interacting. Again, we don't screen your calls. I don't know what Dr. Beth's view is. We're about to find out what Dr. Beth's take was. And again, you're welcome to call in. It's 877-789-2539 on this subject. I got a bunch of other news. Obviously, I'm going to be getting into as well. We've got a big avalanche taking place. More senators, more Democrats turning against Al Franken. He's about to be out the door like Mr. John Conyers. I'm going to play the Billy Bush clip where he suddenly resurfaces, recycled to go after Trump again. And they said, well, there's so much moral authority now that all these other folks have stepped down from mere allegations. It's time for Trump to do the same. Clearly, that was easy to call. And that is exactly what happened. So that's coming up as well. Billy Bush on Trump Access Hollywood tape. Of course he said it. But right now, Dr. Beth in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Hi, Alex.
Hi, welcome.
First call of the day on my 60th birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yes, I went to Israel last year and was able to visit Jerusalem and other areas and also Jordan, which was really interesting. But while I was in Israel, I have never felt safer. I was so impressed with the way everyone got along. And when I say everyone, it was very eclectic. I mean, we went to many sites where there were both Palestinians, Israelis, and they just were all minding their own business and living their lives. And was able to go to the Friends of Zion Museum and literally fell in love with the Jewish state and the people when I was there.
Well, most people that have gone have told me that it's delightful and that, again, most of the Muslims actually do just want to live and have jobs and be prosperous. But there are political Islamicists who are in charge outside of Israel who want to topple Israel and are using the ongoing beef as a pretext. And there are issues on both sides, clearly. It's just that now you've got Soros and the big money backing not just the takedown of Israel, but of the entire Western world, and I have chosen sides. I'm not going to be part of it.
Well, what's interesting about you choosing sides, and when I first started listening to you, I did some research, and what impressed me the most is that you have not changed. I watched some of your publications and videos from years ago, and that impressed me the most is that you've not ever vacillated. And then coming back, I just started listening at the beginning of, right in the middle of the election last year, like September, October-ish. And then after I came back from Israel, I was even more impressed. But what I wanted to give you a quick story that was really impressed me about Jordan. We went over to Jordan, and first of all, I never felt as unsafe, at least in the areas where we were. And when we, probably because when we were at the border, we were told that if we brought out, there were people that picked up Israeli, you know, Jewish paraphernalia, the Star of David. And we were searched and told, do not, under any circumstances, bring any of this, these artifacts into Jordan, or you will be in danger. I won't use the exact wording.
Well, exactly. You want to buy, like, some type of Jewish symbol or some ancient tablet, a copy of a tablet, or some type of little knick-knack memento, like you do anywhere. You go to the Grand Canyon, get a thing in the Grand Canyon, go to Germany, you know, buy a German beer stein. Doesn't mean you're a German. It's the same thing, exactly. In fact, on airplanes, at checkpoints, you name it, the Islamicists will go through everything you've got. And if you just look like you might be Jewish, or if you get caught with a Jewish passport, you're dead. And that's what I'm saying.
That happened to me. We were told the same thing. That is absolutely correct.
Well, these countries aren't tolerant of anybody but Islamicists. That's what I'm saying. They keep telling us to be tolerant. They're not tolerant. It's got to be a two-way street.
Well, it should be, but it is not. But I did see it in Israel, and there's the paradox.
Well, that's because that's Palestinians and Muslims who've been there for a long time and who just want to be successful and live in peace. Absolutely.
It's a birthday present
having you call for everybody. And of course, you know what that is. It's called vetting. I mean, if somebody says, I'm part of the PLO or I'm part of Hamas or I'm part of this and I want to blow up and kill Jews, then do you want that? I mean, you always see the case where they bring in more Palestinians and then somebody comes over to be a mover at somebody's house and then stabs the whole family to death. And again, I'm not lionizing Israel. I'm not saying the Jews are perfect. But the Jews are a diverse group of people. A lot of them are leftist Hollywood people that hate my guts and say I'm an anti-Semite because I'm not an anti-Semite. And they're self-loathing Jews that get off on cuckolding Israel and get off on thinking about vandalizing Israel and get off. I mean, why do you think so many Jews are leftist and hate Israel like George Soros? Why?
You tell me. I don't know. I was too busy listening to be thinking. Go ahead, Blake.
No, I hear you. God bless you, Dr. Beth. I'm glad you told your story of what you saw. That's what I've read. That's what I've seen. I thought about going to Israel just to see it. I'd like to go to some place like Egypt, too. I'd like to go to Russia sometime, but I mean, I just know it'll be, you're a Russian agent. You're an Israeli agent. This is just the total dark age garbage where, you know, if you don't just hate a group entirely, you must be with them. Stay with us. Second hour coming up.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.